Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because the whole world is in your hand.
我们看见你是创造的主。
We see you as a creator.
但是我们感谢你。
But we also want to thank you.
你不只是创造的主，你更是拯救的主。
Not only you are the creator, you're also the savior.
主啊，世界都在你的手中。
Yes, indeed, the whole world is in your hand.
主啊，我们这些照你形象造的人也在你的手中。
Not only that, but also all of us who are created in your image are also in your hand.
主啊，这个诗歌给我们何等大的鼓励和安慰。
Yes, what an encouragement we received from this hymn.
是的，我们看今天的世界。
Yes, we look at this world today.
许多暗淡的地方。
There are many darkness.
许多悲惨的故事。
There are much suffering stories.
许多我们想不通的事情。
There are many things we cannot understand.
但是主啊，我们感谢你。
But Lord, we want to thank you.
今天我们来到你的宝座的面前。
Today we come before you.
主啊，我们来敬拜你。
We come here to worship.
因为我们知道世界在你的手中。
Because we know you hold the whole world.
主啊，给我们这样一个潇洒的一个信仰。
And give us such a wonderful faith.
给我们这样一个广大的一个心怀。
Give us such a broad mind.
来到你的面前。
To come before you.
接纳我们的敬拜。
Receive and accept our worship.
向我们说话。
And speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢刚才姊妹给我们提醒的这样一个很重要的一个真理和信息。
We want to thank our sister for reminding us for such a wonderful truth.
我们感谢主，我们东方人也可以把黑人的灵歌唱得很有味道。
I want to thank the Lord because we can sing this famous Negro spiritual song.
不过我的感受比这个还更深一点。
But I have an even deeper feeling in my heart.
因为我常常说，黑人的灵歌有一首诗歌是我们中国人很喜欢唱的。
I often mention about one spiritual song that is loved by us Orientals.
我在大学的时候唱了好几年，一直唱到现在。这个歌叫 "This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just Passing Through." 这世界非我家。
And there's a hymn that I like to sing ever since I was a college student. This whole world is not my mind. I'm only passing through.
那么这个诗歌呢，唱的有一点让一些基督徒变成很灰心、很消极。
This may have a passive annotation in there.
This world is not my home. 我们留在这里干什么？算了，早早结束。我希望有一天回天家，那是最好的一个盼望。
Maybe a passive view is since this world is not my home, so the faster I turn myself back to the Lord, the better off I am.
谢谢我们姊妹今天给我们从另外一个角度来看这个世界。
But we thank our sister because she had taught us.To look at this message from a different way.
He got the whole world in his hand. 这个世界是他的。
He got the whole world in his hand.
让我们在神的面前从心里面说 Hallelujah, 赞美主。
From the deep of our heart, we should say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
约翰福音十七章大祭司的祷告我们已经连讲了三次。
We have been preaching about the high priestly prayer for three times.
我们知道旧约里面祭司和先知有很清楚的不同。
We understand in the Old Testament, the priests and the prophets are very different.
什么叫先知呢？
What do we mean by prophet?
就是在人的面前代表神，这叫先知。
Prophets are those they represent the Lord in front of people.
什么叫祭司呢
？And what does priest mean?
就是在神的面前代表人，叫祭司。
Priests are those who represent the Lord in front of people.
所以先知把神带到人间。
So the prophets bring the Lord to people.
祭司把人带到神前。
So a priest would bring people to the Lord.
其实我们的祷告就是一个祭司的工作。
Yes, indeed, our prayer is a work of a priesthood.
当我们开始进入祷告的侍奉的时候。
As soon as we enter the service of praying,
我们就穿上了祭司的衣服。
We are now have wearing the garment of a priest.
所以每一个礼拜二你来到教会参加祷告会的时候，
So every Tuesday when you come to the church for the prayer meeting,
我们就进入祭司的职分的里面。
So we enter the priesthood.
所以在这个祷告里面，我们叫做大祭司的祷告。
So here we call this prayer as the High priestly prayer.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十七章分三段，很清楚地给我们看到他祷告的内容，也看见他心里的负担。
The content and the burden on our Lord's prayer is divided in three three sections.
第一节到第五节, 他提到他自己,
Verse 1 through 5, he mentioned about himself.
上一个礼拜第六节到十九节, 我们看见他为他的门徒祷告。
We studied last week, verse 6 through 19, he prayed for his disciples.
我希望弟兄姊妹没有忘记上个礼拜我所讲的门徒和信徒的不同。
And I hope you still remember the difference between disciples and the believers.
信徒和门徒是不一样。
Believers and disciples are different.
我上个礼拜讲台大毕业的叫信徒。
Last week I mentioned that alumni of National Taiwan Universities are called the believers.
师大毕业的才叫门徒。
Only those graduated from the normal or teaching universities are disciples.
因为一般大学念完了，只要他考及格了，他就可以毕业了。
A college graduate can graduate once he passes all the requirements.
师大毕业，你要先有一年或者一年以上的教学经验，他们才可以放你走，才给你毕业证书。
But the graduates of a teaching college have to have 1 year of teaching experience before she or he receive their diplomas.
所以你只要懂得真理，你就可以做信徒。但是你要会教导真理，你才是门徒。
You understand the truth, then you are a believer. But if you can teach the truth, you become a disciple.
那么20节到26节, 今天我们要看的是耶稣为历世历代的教会祷告。
So the verse 20 through 26, the Lord was praying for all the churches through the generations.
第一节到第五节, 我们看见那个祷告的核心是上帝的荣耀。
Verse 1 through 5, we see the theme of his prayer was the glory of the Lord.
上帝要得着荣耀是什么意思呢? 就是上帝的心得到满足, 这叫上帝得着荣耀。
To glorify God is means to the same as to make the God satisfied.
所以从第一节到第三节, 我们看见什么样上帝的心能够得到满足呢? 当我们去传扬福音的时候, 上帝的心得到满足。
Verse 1 through 3, we recognize that once we spread and preach the gospel, and our Lord's heart will be satisfied.
第四节告诉我们说, 上帝怎么样能够得到满足的心呢? 告诉我们说, 当基督徒尽本分, 成全上帝所托付的时候, 他的心得到满足。
So how would the Lord's hearts to be satisfied is when we do the things that he entrusts us to do on this earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是一个很重要的一个观念。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important concept.
一般基督徒在大学快毕业的时候,
a lot of Christians, when they are upon graduating from the college,
快要离开大学, 离开学校的环境的时候,
at the point he was going to leave the school and march into the society,
一个爱主的基督徒常常做这样的一个祷告,
a Christian who loves the Lord will often pray like this.
主啊, 我快要离开学校,
Lord, I'm just about going to graduate.
我马上就要踏进职业的环境,
and very soon I'm going to march into my career.
主啊, 是不是你不要我进入这个职业, 要我全时间来侍奉你呢?
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to enter into my profession, or do you want me to serve you in full time?
所以我们迫切的, 谦卑的, 在神面前等候神的旨意向我们显明。
So we're earnestly and humbly waiting for the Lord's will to shine upon us.
我认识一个年轻的学生,
I know a young student once.
有一段时间双眉伸锁了很久, 有一段时间眉毛锁在一起。
One time he was in deep trouble.
那么我就问他, 我说你最近有什么重担?
And I asked him, what was your burden?
他说, 李牧师, 我在为我的前途祷告。
He said, Pastor Lee, I've been praying for my future.
他说, 我不知道神那么爱我, 是不是要我回报他, 要全时间出来侍奉他。
I know the Lord is so loving me so much, I wonder if he wants me to go into full-time ministry.
有一天我在学校校园里面看到他。
So one day I saw him on the campus.
他的钥匙已经把那个锁的双眉打开了。
There's a broad smile on his face.
哎呀，我说 感谢主, 我们以后可以在校园团契里面同工了。
I approached him and said, Thank the Lord, now maybe I can serve you in the campus evangelical fellowship.
李牧师，你误会了。
Oh, no, no, Pastor Lee, you misunderstood me.
他说我终于明白神的旨意。
I finally understand what the Lord wants me to do.
他不要我全时间传道。
He does not want me to be a full-time minister.
哎呀，我终于放下一个心里面的石头。
And finally, the heavy burden in my mind had been laid.
哎呦，我终于明白神不要我全时间出来侍奉主。
And now I understand fully that my Lord does not want me to go into full-time ministry.
我说这是一个很重要的一个观念。
I told him this is a very important concept.
是第四节教导我们的。
This is indeed what the verse 4 had taught.
我们要成全天父所托付的，不一定你代全职侍奉而说的。
And in order to work for him, that does not mean that we have to be a full-time minister.
反而在这节圣经里面提到我们在我们的职业上怎么样来成全他所托付的，从这个角度来看。
We have to look from a different angle, that is, we have to do whatever he entrusts us to do on this earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，全职侍奉要清楚明白神的旨意。
Yes, indeed, to be a full-time minister, you have to fully understand his will.
弟兄姊妹，代职侍奉难道不需要明白神的旨意吗？
For the same reason, to be a tent maker, you also have to fully appreciate the Lord's will.
但是中国教会180多年来
For over 180 years of histories of Chinese churches,
不管是教会，不管是机构，特别是我们对年轻人工作的这些团体
Whether it's Christian organizations or what have you, especially for those who work among young people,
我们都强调你要明白神的旨意才可以全世界出来侍奉
We greatly emphasize the fact you have to understand the Lord's will before you dedicate yourself for full-time ministry.
但是约翰福音十七章四节却提醒我们，我们今天要成全神在我们身上所托付的，我们也需要明白神的旨意。
And also here it says in the verse 4, in order to complete and glorify him is to do whatever he entrusts us to do in this earth.
你现在做生意，你知道这是神的旨意要你做生意吗？
You are a businessman now. Do you understand that's God's will too?
你说李牧师这个说法不实际啊。
And maybe you said, Pastor Lee, this is not practical.
我上个礼拜已经讲，今天这个时代是不是我选职业的时代，是职业选我的时代。
You said, Pastor Lee, this is not clear because in this world, it's not for me to choose what I want to do, it's for the job to choose me.
但是我们为什么在今天这个时代的趋势里面来改变上帝的旨意和次序呢？
And how do we then maybe to mean to twist the Lord's will in this world?
难道我们不应该在主的面前明白神的带领，进入我们每一个我们应该扮演的角色？
Then we should really play the role that the Lord really wants us to do.
还没有结婚的人，我跟他上婚前辅导的课。
And I do the marriage counseling before they tie the knot.
主要就是要让他们看见，他们做新郎，他们做丈夫，他们有一天做父亲，有神的托付在他们身上。
First, I want them to recognize to be a father.Then he has the responsibility and trust on them as a father.
全职也好，代职也好，我们都要很严肃地来到神的面前，说：“神啊，我要荣耀你，满足你的心，除非我能够成全你在我身上所托付的。”
Full-time minister or tent making, whatever you do, you should understand that's God's will that you be entrusted on what He wants you to do.
第五节，基督徒经历苦难可以满足神的心意。
Verse 5 says, a Christian to experience suffering can also be satisfying to the Lord.
最近两年来
especially the last 2 years,
我常常在这个讲台上有意无意地提到苦难的问题。
I very often emphasize the meaning of suffering.
因为从89年六四以后，我被冲击得很厉害。
I felt a strong impact since the June 4th, 1989 incident.
因为有太多的人问我这个问题。
Because it has been so many people asking me the same question.
如果你们基督教说有神
If you Christians say there is a Lord.
在六四我看不到神
On June 4th,
在苦难里面
I could not see God.
在苦难里面我看不到神
I cannot see Lord in suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们需要回到圣经 back to the Bible, 来看看到底神在苦难里面给我们一些什么样的一些教训。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should learn the meaning of suffering and turning ourselves back to the Bible.
苦难使人的灵命成熟。
Suffering makes you to grow spiritually.
也只有一个孩子灵命成熟，父亲的只有一个孩子成熟，父亲的心才会得到满足。
Only when a child to grow to become mature, the heart of a father can be satisfied.
如果我28岁的老大，24岁的老二，到现在每天还吃奶瓶，你说父亲的心怎么办？
If my two boys, they are all in the age of 20s, they eat nothing but milk, and what do I feel?
哎，不只是这样，他们今天是 eat nothing but milk, 有的时候，不，如果他们拿起奶瓶，这是一个很让我们做父母亲很伤心的事情，我们不管他了。我们看第六节到19节，我们看见耶稣为门徒祷告。
And verse 6 through 19, we saw that Jesus was praying for the disciples.
弟兄姊妹不要忘记，门徒跟信徒不一样。
You should, I want to emphasize again the difference between disciples and the believers.
我们求主不让我们教会充满许多的信徒，我们求主给教会有许多的门徒。
I want to emphasize that I want to have more disciples in our church.
他为门徒祷告三件事情。
He prayed for three things for the disciples.
第十一节告诉我们说合一的见证。
Verse 11 says the testimony of being one.
请特别注意，这个地方讲到的合一是门徒的合一。
Here, especially in one means all the disciples are in one.
是指着教会领袖的合一。
Talking about being united, being in unity of all the church leaders.
我不能，我没有办法忘记，滕进惠牧师有一次在这里提到领袖这两个字。
And I cannot forget the Reverend Tan mentioned about the leadership.
因为 leader 在英文是叫 leader， 中文叫领袖。他说领袖是什么呢？就是一件衣服最容易脏的两个地方，一个是领，一个是袖。
The leader in Chinese means collar and the sleeves. The two places on your shirt will get dirty the fastest.
政治的情况、宗教的情况、家庭的情况，我们都发现相同的道理。问题先出在领袖的身上。
Whether you're talking about politics or church or in your family, when there's a problem, problem always starts with the place when get dirty first.
我们洗衣服最懒惰的方法就洗两个地方，对不对？把领子刷一刷，把袖子刷一刷，我们就可以晾起来，就第二天再穿了。
只有他这样写。
以后不找你翻译了。
We don't stop by just cleaning the dirtiest place. We should clean the whole shirt.
所以主耶稣在这里为着领袖的合一祷告是有道理的。
So this is why the Lord wants to pray for the leaders of the church.
教会历史里面很明显的一个教训。
A very clear teachings through the churches.
不是一般信徒分裂教会，是教会的领袖分裂教会。
When problems exist in church,It started with their leaders.
你没有看到过一个弟兄一个普通的一个信徒在教会里面摇旗呐喊大家跟着他出去的没有。
A non-leadership person, a believer in the church, when he is starting up something, he usually attracts less attention.
两个传道两个牧师在一个教会里面。
When two pastors engaged in argument in the church,
他们开始在暗斗变成明争的时候。
When they start to struggle against each other,
然后这个说好了我让你了我到隔壁去隔壁干嘛隔壁开一个分堂。
And one of them would say, all right, I give up, I'm going to build a sister church.
美其名字叫教会增长。
And on the surface, it's like church has grown.
所以我们看见为什么耶稣对门徒对教会的领袖有这样一个负担要他们有合一的见证。
This is exactly why the Lord was concerned and he prayed for the disciple to be united in one.
合一的见证。
The testimony of being one.
十五节入世的心态。
Verse 15 talking about the attitudes of going into this world.
今天我们不可以过出世的生活。
We cannot live a life an oblivion of this world.
基督教已经到了一个十字路口，我们要选择我们到底要走上哪一条路。
The churches has come to a crossroad, have to a crossroad.To make a decision as to which direction to go.
上个礼拜我给各位有一些比较实际的一些报告。今天在台湾佛教的教会、佛教堂，他们开始走入世界。
As I reported last week, the Buddhist temples in the Taiwan today, they start to get into this world.
合一的见证。
The testimony of unity.
入世的心态。
The correct attitudes towards this world.
十七节告诉我们圣洁的生活。
Verse 17 talked about a sanctified life.
以上这三件事情
，All these three things I mentioned，
是耶稣为当时的领袖所祷告的三个重点。
Constitute the three points the Lord prayed for the disciples he had at that time.
我上个礼拜说这三点，我给他取一个名字叫做 pre-evangelism， 福音预工。
I gave these three.A title, I call them pre-evangelism.
不合一的教会，许多的人就不来教会。
A non-unity church, 我 make people to shy away from this church.
不入室的教会，他们不会到山上来找我们的，因为我们已经躲到山林之间去了。
A church who is not concerned about the society and people will not come to seek it either.
污秽肮脏的见证，生活的失败 ，turn off 许多的人。
A filthy church, a church lack of positive testimonies will also turn people away.
那么这是我上两三次所讲的。
This is a summary of what I preached about for the last three times.
如果弟兄姊妹希望细节能够多知道这些讲到的内容
，If you do like to know more details about these preachings,
那么请你们到小书房，我们每一次小书房都有录音带，那么也许各位可以买回去或者送给别人听。
The recordings are available for sale.
这样做了对我有一个坏处。
to me,
就是说我到别的地方讲到不能再讲同样的道，因为人家已经听了录音带了，所以有的时候我很矛盾，要鼓励大家买录音带又不太想鼓励你们买录音带，因为等到我到别的地方很有负担讲约翰福音十七章，他们说李牧师我听过了。不管这个。
To me it's a disadvantage because I want you to hear the tape but I don't want you to remember it.
约翰福音十七章二十节到二十六节。
好的 ，Now let's turn our attention to verse 20 through 26。
主耶稣为历世历代的教会祷告。
Jesus prayed for all the believers。
那么这段圣经我把它分成三个小段落。
Now divided these verses into three sections。
二十五、二十六最后两节我把它看成这一段祷告的结论。
Verse 25 and 26, I call them the conclusion of this prayer.
那么二十节到二十四节呢，分成很自然的耶稣为历世历代教会祷告的两个重点。
And verse 20 to 24 is the theme of his prayer in two sections.
二十到二十三节是为历世历代的教会合一的见证祷告。
Verse 20 through 23 is for the unity of the churches.
请注意，这个地方的合一跟前面那一段的合一不太一样。
And what we mentioned here about the unity of the churches is different from what he emphasized for the disciples.
前面的合一是指教会领袖的合一。
The first one referred to the leadership.
这里所说的是历世历代古今中外所有神的儿女所合起来的教会的合一。
And here refers to all the believers throughout the generations.
二十四节是他第二个祷告。
And verse 24 is his second prayer.
那么第二个祷告比较复杂，需要一点解释，所以我不在这边先讲。那么我们先看第一个祷告，二十节到二十三节。
Let's focus on verse 20 to 23.
我刚才说主耶稣不只是为门徒祷告的时候提到合一。
Not only he mentioned about in one when he prayed for the disciples.
他在这里也为历世历代的圣徒、历世历代的教会，为他们的合一见证祷告。
And he also prayed for all the believers, maybe in one.
弟兄姊妹，祷告是代表我们深处的负担。
Yes, indeed, praying represents the deepest concern in our hearts.
我们为什么要祷告
？Why do we need to pray?
我以前讲过一个见证。
I gave you a testimony before.
在这个美国革命不久，就是美国的初年的时候，有一个牧师叫 Jonathan Edwards.
During the early days of the United States history, there was a pastor named
Jonathan Edwards.
Jonathan Edwards.
你如果到 Springfield, Massachusetts 那一带，你可以看到他以前牧会的教会。
You could come to visit the church he used to pastor. Near Springfield, Massachusetts.
那么这个人是个非常敬虔的一个人。
He is very holy, a very serious person.
在开始的时候，美国初年的时候呢，上帝用他带来美国的复兴。
He had brought a revival, the Christian revivals, during the early days of U.S. history.
他一天三次为他的孩子祷告。
He prayed three times a day for his children.
请注意，他每一天花三次的时间为他的孩子祷告。
He prays three times a day for his children.
因为他对他的孩子有极深的负担。
Because he feels very burdened about their well-being.
但是他的传记告诉我。
Then his autobiography told us.
他为他的孩子祷告的时候。
When he prayed for his children.
他自己还没有结婚。
That was before he even got married.
他自己还没有孩子。
It's before he had his children.
但是他知道谁会给他孩子。
But he knew the Lord was going to give him children.
在还没有结婚的时候，他就已经迫切的为他结婚以后生孩子的那些孩子三次天天祷告。
Even before he got married, before he had any children, he started to pray for his children.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有负担。
Because he feels burdened.
我越来越有这种感觉。
The more so I have the same feeling.
不管我这一辈子。
Doesn't matter what happened to the rest of my world.
我为主做了多少的工作。
However much I have done for the Lord.
如果我的孩子不争气在灵性上。
If my children fall back on their spiritual learning.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们夫妻两个人心里面最深、最惭愧、最隐忧的一个担子。
This is our deepest worry about our children.
弟兄姊妹，神给你孩子。
Dear brother and sister, the Lord has given you children.
因为看得起才给你孩子。
Because he thinks you're worthy to be a parent.
因为给孩子不简单。
It's not easy to be a parent.
你知道我们到了50岁的人。
For those who have gone beyond 50s,
你如果算一算，你会发现你很多的眼泪，大部分都是流在你儿女的身上。
You may realize that much of your tears were shed because of your children.
如果你看见儿女在灵性上不争气，我不是说他将来要光宗耀祖，在灵性上不能光宗耀祖，这是我们做父母亲心里最沉重难过的事情。
If you see your children are lagging behind in spiritual growth, that will be the heaviest burden on our hearts.
我坐飞机坐了几十年。
I've been traveling around and riding an airplane for so many years.
从来没有一次像这次从香港坐飞机到厦门，那个飞机颠簸的那么厉害。
And I never enter in such a turbulent flight as when I flown from Hong Kong to Xiamen.
我坐飞机只有说它突然那个掉下来，这种我们大概都有经验。
And you may hit a air pocket in your experience.
这是我们坐飞机，那个尾巴好像横着在那里摆一样，我们整个人是横着变甩来甩去。
Not only we move, but we move laterally during that flight.
我斜眼看看。我的爱人
I turn and look at my lover.
她做镇静状
She looked calm.
因为眼睛闭着
And her eyes were closed.
我知道她在祷告
I knew she was praying.
后来我就问她
Then later I asked her.
在那个生死的关头你祷告什么
In such a moment, what were you praying?
她后来告诉我
Then she told me.
因为我发现我们的祷告是一样的
And I realized we prayed for the same thing.
他说：“主啊
，She said, Lord,
现在你要我回家，我已经预备好。
If you want me to face you to come home, I'm ready.
我不会跟你斤斤计较，说我不肯回天家。
I will never argue against you and reluctant to go.
但是有两件事情，我觉得没有完成，我觉得很可惜。
But there are two things I haven't finished, and I would regret about it.
第一个。”就是说我这一生还没有去非洲做过宣教士。
The first thing is I have not been able to become a missionary to Africa.
我很不喜欢他，我很喜欢他提到宣教士，我很不喜欢他提到非洲。
I like when she mentioned about missionary, but I didn't like when she mentioned about Africa.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
他说我还没有看见我两个孩子真正的爱主。
I have not been able to witness my two children to loving you truly.
他们做信徒还没有做门徒，他们信主还没有爱主。
They have been believers for many years, but they are not disciples yet.
这是做父亲母亲的心。
This is indeed the mind of the parent.
最深的负担就成为我们最真的祷告。
Our deepest burden becomes our the most truly prayer.
那么多的事情，历史历代2000年，教会的需要太多了。
Through 2,000 years, there have been much needs within churches.
但是主耶稣为教会祷告的时候
，But when the Lord prayed for the believers,
不是说天父啊，给他们更多的宝物。
The Lord did not pray for sending them more people like Paul.
不是让他们减少逼迫、患难、痛苦。
He did not ask for relieving the sufferings.
为他们的合一祷告。
He prayed for them to be in one.
我不但为这些人祈求，我也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。下面说，使他们合 合而为一。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who are believing in me through their messages, therefore that all of them may be one.
这四节我们可以看到很多关于合而为一的教训。
Through these four verses, we see much teachings about in one.
我归纳出三点来跟大家分享。
I categorize them into three points.
第一，我们要注意到这一段圣经四次提到合而为一。
And first, we notice in the Chinese version, there are four places mentioned about one, being one.
Chinese 是这样，英文的 NIV 是三个地方讲到 one， 一个地方讲到 unity， 也是四次提到这个一的观念。
So three times about talk about one, and one time talked about unity in the NIV version.
那么有五次提到里面这两个字。
And five times talking about in, inside.
或者 in me, in you, in him, in. 怎么样 ？In us， 这个 in 字提到五次。
Talking about in or within you or me or something for five times。
第一件事情，弟兄姊妹，我们首先看到的。
The first thing we noticed，
真正的合一不是外面的东西，是里面的东西。
A true unity means to be within your heart。
最近半年哈，如果是从台湾来的弟兄姊妹，我们知道这半年来台湾政治话题最热门的是什么呢
？And if you just came from Taiwan during the last half a year or so, what is the hottest topic, political topic in Taiwan?
去年十一月的时候，我们知道在选这个国大代表的时候
，And we noticed about the re-election of the members of National Assembly last November.
一个最热门的题目就是所谓统独的问题。
The most popular topic was talking about reunification or independence.
什么叫做统独呢？统呢，就是海峡两岸如何能够让它殊途同归，叫做统。
Reunification means even though on both sides of the strait will come to a common point.
什么叫做独呢？就是让海峡两岸到今天呢，算了，分道扬镳，这叫独。
Independent means you go each of your own way.
那么今天在地上的教会，大家也在讲，哎呀，我们也来谈大一统，我们也来统，所以我们要合一。 合一。
And some people would refer this to even for all the churches in this earth.We should talk about unification.
弟兄姊妹要记得
I want you to understand.
组织有组织的合一没有错
There are ways to unify organizations.
有仪式的合一没有错
There are unifications of formalities.
我们可以开会大家沟通来合一没有错
We can have a meeting and talking about how we unify some procedures.
但是今天在这个祷告里面，起码我们看到主耶稣所强调的合一，不是这些外面的东西。
And here clearly, what the Lord emphasized about the unity or in one is not anything about the outside appearances.
什么叫做我在你里面，你在我里面，我在他里面，他在我里面，这些里面很复杂。简单的说，这个里面里面里面就谈到生命的合一，本质的合一。
The unity and in one, whether it's in you or in me, is talking about a unity of life.
这个合一是属灵的合一。
It means a spiritual unity.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Therefore, in the Ephesians, and Paul mentioned about to keep us in unity.In our spiritual beliefs.
第一个合一是里面的合一，是生命的合一，是本质的合一，是属灵的合一。
So it's unity in your spirit, in your life, in your quality, and in your inner truth.
第二方面，我们看这个合一是怎么回事情。
What about the second aspects of this unity?
请注意哈，我们如果仔细看这四节的圣经
，If we study these four verses carefully,
我们就发现这个合一啊。到底我们要做什么
？What do we have to do in order to be one？
到底我们有什么本分该尽？有什么我们该努力的
？What are the responsibilities that we should take up？
弟兄姊妹，非常稀奇的一件事情。
It's marvelous to notice here.
你把这四节圣经都读完了以后，
After you read these four verses,
你找不到主耶稣在祷告里面说教会应该负什么样的合一的责任。
And he did not cast responsibility, he did not spell out clearly the responsibility of unity.
我们刚才说五次里面其实有四次讲到使他们使他们使他们。
There are five times mentioned about in, but he also says you make them to be so.
所以我们这些人在合一里面我们几乎做不了什么事情。
So it's not our motivation or our force to push this through.
因为在这个地方提到的合一是被动的，不是我们人主动。
So here he mentioned about rather in a passive sense of us to being one.
因为主耶稣基督知道一件事情。
Because the Lord Jesus understands one thing.
有一些神的工作，我们是越帮越忙的。
There are some of the undertaking of the Lord that he would not need our help.
很多时候教会需要热心。
Yes, indeed, we wanted to be enthusiastic about what we do.
但是很多时候教会有弟兄姊妹的热心，反而变成越帮越忙。
Yes, but much of the time, our zeal will become a stumbling block for our effort.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me.
今天神把我们带到今天这样的一个地步。
The Lord has brought us to our status today.
如果你今天来到这个教会还是做客。
If you still only come to the church as a guest,
那么我觉得我们建这个礼拜堂就没有达成那个目的。
Then we have failed to accomplish our goal for building this church.
我们有一个盼望，有一个理想，有一个雄心。
Yes, we have this hope. We have this expectation.
如果能够做到全民皆兵，这是我们搬进来的一个最理想的一个地方。
If we can make all of us as Christian soldiers, then we have accomplished our goal.
但是我们进来的时候，我们要小心。
But we have to be very careful when we do this.
我们想的话，我们做的事，我们想的事情，有的时候不合神的心意，你的热心反而成为越帮越忙的事情。
Whatever we think, we preach, and we do, if you do not fulfill the will of the Lord, you become then a stumbling block.
如果合一不是人的努力，如果合一不是人的努力。
If to be one is not due to the effort of people,
那么我们该到底我们怎么办？
And what should we do?
刚才我说五次提到里面里面里面。
And five times mentioned about in you, inside of you.
我们怎么合一呢？
How do we become a unity?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们个人跟神的关系建立起来，自然就能够合一。
It is to establish your correct relationship with the Lord.
合一的讲究不是说听领袖就叫合一。
To be unity does not mean that you just follow your leaders.
神怜悯我把我放在这里有15年做教会的主任牧师。
The Lord has put me here to be a senior pastor of your church for 15 years.
什么叫做主任牧师呢？
What do I mean by being a senior pastor?
所以他主要的任务是牧师，所以叫主任牧师。
Who's responsible?My responsibility is to be the lead pastor of this church.
所以你们要听我的。
So you have to listen to me.
那我们怎么合一呢？
How do we then to be in one?
如果我在台上登高一呼，你们不跟随我，那我们怎么办呢？怎么做呢？
And what I preach on the pulpit and you don't follow nor do you listen, and how do we proceed from here?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
这不是合一。
This is not unity.
起码这不是耶稣基督告诉我们的合一。
This is not the unity that the Lord is preaching.
我们那么多人怎么能够合在一起？
How do we become one with so many of us?
很简单。
Very simple.
如果我们每一个人是一个球的话，
If we all become a sphere,
越多越难合，对不对？
The more you get together, there are so many dead spaces.
三个球你手一抓就合在一起。
If there are only three spheres and you can grab with your one hand,
你如果有二十个球，你根本没有办法把它合在一起。你抓了这些，漏掉那些，你没有办法把它合在一起。
When the number increases, it's difficult to be held in on a pair of hands.
把每一个球
，But yet if you take each of the ball sphere,
绑在一个定点上。
If you hang it on a point in space,
然后当每一个球都绑在定点上的时候。
When all of them have been fixed in a point,
这个定点一提高，这些东西都通通合在一起，对不对？
If you tie all the spheres with a string and you pull up all the strings, and all the spheres will come in one.
你只有高举耶稣基督的时候， 你可以合一。
The only way to become in one is when you raise Jesus Christ, the Lord.
今天教会的问题
，The problem of the church today，
就是我想要做第一。
Is because each one wanted to be the first one.
同心合一的一是谁呢？那一就是我。
To be in one, be means I am the one.
因为那个一字写下来跟 I 一样的，就是 I， 就是我。
The one is like I or me in English.
大概美国人比较容易和 I， 因为他们的 I 就是这样写的。Well， 在这里我们就看到弟兄姊妹，我们需要把自己连接在主的身上。
Here it says we should make all of us tied together through our Lord Jesus.
我们已经讲到这句话，我们心里面很难过。有几句话我很不喜欢听见中国人讲。
There are a few things that I don't like to hear about from Chinese.
一个就是说啊，这是中国时间。
Someone said, "Are you according to the Chinese time or what?"
弟兄姊妹，我们来到美国，我们现在还要把这些中国时间的漏规带到这边来吗？
Are we still going to bring the bad habits like not coming on time from China?
当然了，早上起来，礼拜天稍微放松一点，慢一点，我们都能够了解。
Sunday morning, you're getting out of your bed a little late. It's understandable.
我记得我有十个月的时间跟蒋介石总统，每一个礼拜天见一次面，在士林礼拜堂里面。
I had the honor of meeting the late President Chiang for 10 months in a row on every Sunday.
我告诉你，那个教会十一点开始聚会。
The church service started at 11 o'clock.
十一点一到，那个蒋总统一进来，坐在第一个位置。
And always on time, always on the first row.
那个门就关起来。
The door will be closed.
门口敲门啊！对不起啊，我今天这个车胎破了一个了，你应该原谅我了。或者我这个换尿布换奶瓶，哎呀，很麻烦啊，应该开恩可怜让我进来。
Regardless of your excuses, if you knock on the door after the door is closed,
我不晓得哪一天我们教会能够超越到一个地步，有这样的一个见证，我们。能够大家都能够准时来，不要忽略领会的人在台上读的那第一节圣经。
I sincerely hope that in the future, that when the presider start to read the first verse of his Bible, we'll all be here.
你们记不记得他刚才读哪一节圣经？
Does anyone one of you remember what verse he read?
是圣经里面的话。
It's a verse from the Bible, yes.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。约翰福音十四章里面的话，不管我，这是一个我很不喜欢听人家讲的话。中国时间，中国时间，中国时间。
And I really don't like people mention about the Chinese way of counting time.
另外一个我很不喜欢听到就是说中国人像一盘散沙。
The second thing I don't like to hear about is referring to Chinese as a plate of a loose sand.
是不是这样
？Is that really true?
难道我们今天教会还要走这样的一个被人讲得不好听的这样的一个描写呢？
And is our church, should we tolerate our church to fall into such a description?
有一个传道人说，你不知道今天的中国人不是一盆散沙，今天的中国人呢是飞沙走石。
The Chinese today are not just a loose plate of sand, but they are like those flying sands in a storm.
我的祷告
It is my prayer.
求主给我们许多的水和水泥
My prayer is for the Lord to give us abundantly of water and cement.
只有水和水泥能够把沙连在一起，对不对？
Only the water and cement can tie all the sands down.
那个属灵的水泥是什么？
What is a spiritual cement?
就是我们跟神之间的那个基本的那个关系。
That begins and stops.At the fundamental relationship you have with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是一个基督徒
，Dear brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian,
你天天跟神的关系不能够建立起来
，But you cannot establish daily relationship with Jesus.
影响你个人
，That would influence you.
事小，这是小事情
，That may be a minor issue.
会影响整个教会
，But that would also affect the whole church.
你跟主的关系没有那种里面的关系。你所影响的是整个教会合一的见证。
If you do not have the right relationship to have the Lord to be within you, then that would influence not yourself, but also throughout the church.
从今以后
From now on,
为了你的灵性，要天天读经。
For your spiritual sake, you should study the Bible every day.
为着这个教会的合一见证，请你也天天读圣经。
For the sake of the testimony of unity of this church, you should also study the Bible.
第三，这里给我们看见合一带来什么呢？
And what is the third point?
合一带来福音的果效。
And to be unity will bring consequence or results.
二十一节和二十三节都提到叫世人可以信，叫世人知道你差了我来。
And here it mentioned about to make the world, make those people know that you have sent me.
1989年教会的主题是同心合意，兴旺福音。腓立比书第一章第五节的话。
And our theme for 1989 is to be united to preach the gospel, to spread the gospel from the Philippians.
我记得跟大家分享那一节圣经的时候提到这样的话。
As I remember when I shared that verse, I mentioned the following.
同心合意可以使福音兴旺。
To be united in gospel can indeed preach the gospel, spread the gospel.
兴旺福音带来教会的同心合意。
And to spread the gospel will also bring unity in the church.
这两件事情是互为因果的。
They are indeed the direct cause and the consequence.
主耶稣为教会第一个祷告的一个重点和负担。
So his first burden for the believers is to be in unity or in one.
二十四节
，verse 24。
在这里主耶稣为教会祷告的第二部分。
This is the second part of his prayer.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Verse 24 says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of this world.
二十节讲到祈求。
Verse 20 says, I pray, my prayer.
二十四节讲到愿。
And verse 24 here says, I want those.
什么叫做愿呢？愿就是心愿，心愿就是心声，心声就是里面的祷告，所以也是一个祷告。
And what you want is your desire from your inner heart, therefore it's also a prayer.
二十一节，使他们合而为一。二十四节，叫他们看见。
And here 21, to make them in one, and to make them to see.
所以这个愿和叫他们就让我们看到这里有一个祷告在那里。
I want and I ask you to make them, and that is also a signifies a prayer.
那么这个祷告到底是什么东西呢？
And then what is the real content of this part of a prayer?
那我们一定要给这一节圣经的荣耀做一个解释，才知道他祷告是祷告什么。
We indeed have to explain the meaning of glory in this verse.
那么在第一节说时候到了，十七章第一节讲到时候到了。
The first verse says, for example, the time has come.
那个地方是讲到时间。
They're talking about the timeline.
在二十四节他说我在哪里，这个哪里是讲到空间。
And verse 24 talked about where I am, that's a spatial coordinate.
这个时间和这个空间让我们能够对他这里所说的荣耀有一个了解。
And the space about his glory.
这里是十七章。